You mentioned obinutuzumab, and I would like you to get into the issue of even whether to use chemoimmunotherapy at all. But if you are going to use it, where are you today with obinutuzumab, and what situations are you using it?
Right. So mostly in older patients with chlorambucil, there is a lot of activity of obinutuzumab with bendamustine. Data are continuing to emerge on that, mostly from Europe. And so that is a very potent regimen. I have not used it that much outside the context of a clinical trial because it does result in more neutropenia for sure than bendamustine rituximab. And similarly, I would not tend to use obinutuzumab with fludarabine or cyclophosphamide because we actually did that phase one study and there were quite a few more cytopenias. And as you know, we heard from a press release that the Illuminate study, which compared ibrutinib with obinutuzumab to chlorambucil with obinutuzumab, met its primary endpoint. So hopefully we'll see that data at ASH, but that will likely shift the standard from obinutuzumab chlorambucil, even more so than Resonate 2 has.
So this is first-line therapy.
Right.
And
older patients.